Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Sotatercept for pulmonary arterial hypertension within the first year after diagnosis. This phase 3 trial demonstrated that sotatercept, an activin signaling inhibitor, significantly improved the 6-minute walk distance and reduced pulmonary vascular resistance in patients with pulmonary arterial hypertension diagnosed within the prior year. These findings suggest that early intervention with sotatercept offers substantial clinical benefit in this recently diagnosed patient population. Article number 2. Proton pump inhibitor use, gastrointestinal bleeding reduction, and long-term prognosis after percutaneous coronary intervention. This real-world study analyzed patients undergoing percutaneous coronary intervention and found that while proton pump inhibitors reduced gastrointestinal bleeding, there was no significant association with improved long-term prognosis, including major adverse cardiovascular events or mortality. The results suggest that the benefit of routine proton pump inhibitor use after percutaneous coronary intervention may be limited to gastrointestinal bleeding reduction alone. Article number 3. Drug-coated balloon versus newer generation drug-eluting stent following directional coronary atherectomy for left main bifurcation lesions. This study compared drug-coated balloons to newer generation drug-eluting stents after directional coronary atherectomy for left main bifurcation lesions, finding that both strategies had comparable rates of target lesion revascularization at 1 year. The results indicate that drug-coated balloons are a viable alternative to drug-eluting stents in this complex scenario, offering similar efficacy. Article number 4. Association of mechanical circulatory support and cardiac catheterization laboratory procedural volumes with outcomes of cardiogenic shock. This analysis of the nationwide readmissions database revealed that higher procedural volumes for mechanical circulatory support and cardiac catheterization laboratory procedures in hospitals were associated with lower mortality among cardiogenic shock admissions not receiving these specific interventions. The findings suggest that hospital experience with complex interventions indirectly benefits all cardiogenic shock patients by fostering expertise and improved care pathways. Article number 5. Comparative outcomes of transcatheter aortic valve replacement and conservative management in patients with low flow, low gradient aortic stenosis. This U.S.-based retrospective study compared outcomes for transcatheter aortic valve replacement versus conservative management in patients with low-flow, low-gradient aortic stenosis, demonstrating a significant reduction in mortality with transcatheter aortic valve replacement. The results strongly support transcatheter aortic valve replacement as the preferred strategy for select patients with this challenging form of aortic stenosis. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.